We've got 40 officers who are deployed onto Operation Stack. That's just police officers. There are officers from across the agencies as well, which are working hard on Operation Stack.
And when Phase 3 comes into effect, well, now it has come into effect, how many lorries are kind of parked in that queue at its peak?
Yep, certainly Phase 2 will take 2,400 lorries. Phase 3 will take the same number, so 2,400 lorries. So Phase 2 is at capacity, and Phase 3 currently has in approximately just under 1,000 lorries in it.
How are medical kind of supplies or emergency supplies being provided?
And certainly we're very much alive to the humanitarian assistance side of what is occurring, and we work incredibly closely with Kent County Council, who are leading on the provision of those humanitarian supplies.
And how are they being distributed? Is it kind of first come, first serve, or is it to people who need them the most?
The way that it works is that there's the Red Cross, as well as other catering provisions, which do move up and down Stack to make sure that people do get refreshments. There's patrols that are going up all the time, so if anyone needs anything urgently, then they can flag down assistance, and that can then be provided to them straight away.
And have there been any kind of problems with medical emergencies or anything like that in the queue so far?
Not at this stage, but clearly it's something that we're aware to.
And especially on a hot day like today, are you particularly kind of worried about people being stuck in their trucks for long periods of time?
Yes, it's something that we're incredibly alive to, which is why we do want to get the lorry drivers moving as quickly as we can. That's why we work closely with the Port of Dover and also Eurotunnel. But the reality is that the number of trucks coming in is still substantial, and that the lorry drivers need to be aware they're going to be in Stack for a long period of time, for a number of hours, if not a day, whilst we transit them through Stack.